Greetings, I'm Bill Klecky, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Nikki Fiocco, who is Director of the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism, and Nikki's here today to talk to us about the importance of volunteering and how to volunteer in this COVID health emergency. So, Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited to be talking with you today, and especially talking about volunteering and how to support our communities and in this very different time of volunteering, for sure.
Yes, indeed. We're very glad you could come. Actually, we're, of course, doing this remotely, so I guess you're coming to your microphone, right? Yes. First of all, though, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism?
I would love to. Thank you so much. So Maryland has a history of leading through service. Way back when the National Service and AmeriCorps were looking to get funding, we had some of the very first demonstration projects with Volunteer Maryland and Civic Works and A-Star out in Frostburg. And they were all pioneering their ways to become AmeriCorps programs. And the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism is the state's service commission. So we actually grant federal funding out to about 20 different organizations throughout the state. All the way from, like I said, Frostburg down to Salisbury. We're in Montgomery County. We're in Baltimore City. So we have programs really that touch every corner of our triangle state for sure and everywhere in between. And so the Maryland State Service Commission, which is the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism, helps to monitor, support, and really provide resources for all of these 20 AmeriCorps programs, and also to foster volunteerism and highlight, again, leaders in the volunteer world throughout the state. So it's a really fun place to be, that's for sure.
Great, great. Well, it's enabling others to make an even wider contribution, and that's wonderful. And that's wonderful. As a taxpayer, we should all be very glad.
Absolutely. And before you pressed record, I did mention that, I started new in this position in December of 2019. Prior to that, I was director of the Volunteer Maryland, which is also an AmeriCorps program. Uh-huh. So I was just getting my sea legs as the director for the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism when we had the stay home directive from the governor in March. And, again, before we jumped on this call, I mentioned I'm grateful to be able to be part of, for our office to be part of this solution and to really see the boots on the ground and the work that's being done throughout the state.
Indeed, indeed. How can someone find out more information about the office?
Sure. The best way is to either check out our website, and that is here on my computer, which I love that I can just pull things up when I'm like, I don't remember what the website is. So it's gosv.maryland.gov. Or we're also on Facebook and Twitter at, it looks like our handle is Maryland GOSV. So at Maryland GOSV on Facebook and also on Twitter, or you can find out a lot, like all the information on our website for sure.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. And your job as director is to make sure everything works, right?
My job as director is to make sure everybody makes sure that we make sure that everything works. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things that has, one of the aspects of my position that really shined through during, in response, right? Right when we were in this like reaction and response to COVID, there's 52 state service commissions across the state. Every state except for one of the Dakotas doesn't have a state service commission. There's also one in Washington, D.C., in Puerto Rico, and Guam. So right away, we jumped in as a national ecosystem and network and said, hey, California, what are you doing? Hey, Nebraska, what are you doing? Tennessee, what's working for you? What are your AmeriCorps members? What are they doing? I worked directly with MEMA to help coordinate volunteer activities with some of my counterparts from the Governor's Office of Community Initiatives, who helped with, in partnership with the Maryland VOADs, to secure donations of PPE, of water and hand sanitizer and everything in between that our communities needed. So it was the genesis of our office for sure, but it was really a collaborative national work to say, what can we do? And so it was really great to be part of that conversation. So to your point of as a director, what's great is like we get to coordinate with other state agencies or county agencies. So we really, really can foster this ecosystem of leading through service and volunteerism.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. So we citizens owe you a thanks for the PPE, et cetera, too, because as you said, it's a collaborative effort. And it's wonderful that states have risen to the occasion and that so many people are out there trying to help and trying to do what they can. Let's talk about how things have changed with COVID, with what you folks do, with what AmeriCorps does, and what the your funded organizations are doing. What's different, and how can and I guess that seeks right into how can a volunteer who I know is very, very, very needed be sure that they're not going to get sick.
Yeah, so let's start, we'll back up just a little bit and look at what our AmeriCorps programs were doing during, before COVID and then during the transition, during the response and then now what they're doing during the recovery. So most of our AmeriCorps programs were obviously in person. Many of them were tutors. Some of them were teachers. We had Maryland Conservation Corps who were out in our parks. Planting trees and blazing trails so that we can enjoy our beautiful national and state parks. And when COVID hit, no longer could the mentor sit right next to that first grader or that third grader and help them read. No longer could an AmeriCorps member go into a student's home and mentor them and encourage them to attend school. So it was actually the GOSV staff, and there's six of us. We right away, we were like, we've got to find opportunities for these AmeriCorps members, number one, to continue to serve because they make a commitment to serve for a year and eventually that year runs out. So we really wanted to find opportunities for the AmeriCorps members to serve. And we were looking at opportunities such as, working in food pantries and, virtual opportunities. But I'll tell you, Bill, it was so exciting. We got on a call and our programs had it handled. They already had it handled. They were like, we are already starting virtual programs. We have, an AmeriCorps program that's a partnership with, Maryland Institute, MICA, Maryland's, Institute, College Art. I don't think that's what it is. Maryland Institute Community Art. So their AmeriCorps members would go in and teach students to connect to their communities through art projects. Mm. Well, they no longer could go do that in person. And right away, they were jumping in and looking at new technologies. And they had complete courses already planned out for these students to keep them engaged. And it was, I think they were using TikTok. I think they were using anything and everything they possibly could find.
That's wonderful.
And then, so many of our AmeriCorps programs pivoted right into food services, right? Like, so the students aren't going to class anymore, but they still need their food. So our AmeriCorps members would put the lunches together and drop them off at student houses or drop them off at the lunch pickup for some of the Baltimore City schools. And then this was fantastic. One of our programs, Project Change, started their own calling center. And from the directive of the program director, he said, I want you to call 20 people and I want you to check in with them every week. And from that, I think they were able to connect with like over 200 people where they were doing just check-ins to see how their friends or how their friend of a friend or, you know, aunt of a friend were doing. And then one more, I'll just talk about what our AmeriCorps members did, is we partnered with the Department of Aging. And this was directly under the directive of Secretary Kramer. And they start about 32 members started a call center to help support seniors. And it was the same idea of calling and checking in. Do you have your medication? Do you have enough food? You know, are you, do you have electricity? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Important.
Like, yeah, our most vulnerable populations checking in. And through that, we're actually continuing that partnership with the Department of Health, and we're looking at other ways that AmeriCorps members can support our state agencies.
That's great. Let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt. somebody might be listening and thinking, how do you become an AmeriCorps person? Who's eligible?
Oh, that is a great question. I'm so glad you asked. That's like giving me the perfect path to do a wonderful layup. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Phil. Oh, yeah. Actually, this is great timing for this interview. And if somebody is interested in serving as an AmeriCorps member, most of our programs are in the process of recruiting right now. They're looking for AmeriCorps members to either serve full-time or part-time. So, again, the best way to find out about that is to go to our Facebook page or our website at gosv.maryland.gov. And if you click on AmeriCorps grantees, you'll see a list of all of our programs who are looking to recruit in some way. And all you do is fill out an application, and we'll, you know, it connects you right to the program. If you don't know which program, reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, and we can help put you in contact with the right program. I mean, I can even say you can email me if you want. It's nicole.siaco1@maryland.gov, and we'll get you in contact with the program.
Great. Thank you. Let's talk about the specific kinds of volunteer opportunities for Marylanders. I know that you have your volunteer connectors gets a lot of things done.
Yes, that is exactly correct. So again, on our website, we have volunteering in Maryland, and you can click on volunteer connectors. And these are organizations throughout the state of Maryland who are the hub for either their region or their county, mm-hmm. such as the Volunteer Center serving Howard County. They will have a collection of volunteer opportunities if you're looking to serve, if you're looking to serve in that county. So it's great to reach out directly. And during the response and recovery, we had ongoing conversations with the volunteer connectors, of what opportunities were out there, what precautions were being put in place at organizations where they were where volunteers were there. And I can speak to two service projects and two volunteer opportunities that I went to. One, I brought my son. We went on my birthday to the Maryland Food Bank, and they had a beautiful protocol, which they had, even when you signed in, it was like, this is a clean pen. Put your pen that you already used in this bucket so we can wash it. We were able to keep socially distanced from the other members. My son and I were able to work in close proximity because we live with each other. We had a mask on the entire time, and we just, you know, sorted out food and donation projects or products that would go out to the hubs throughout Maryland. So if people are looking to give back, the Maryland Food Bank or any food bank within your area has protocols in place, and that's a great place to go because, you know, as we move forward, Bill, food is going to be the number one thing that people are going to need right now.
Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, we're about out of time, Nikki. You folks are doing so much, and I think the one of your messages today is that if you want to volunteer, there are plenty of opportunities out there, and we'll keep you safe.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. And the safest thing you could do right now is stay home and wear a mask if you can't stay home.
Amen. Amen. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Absolutely. So if you're looking to connect with the GOSV, you can go to our website at gosv.maryland.gov, or you can follow us on Facebook at GOSV, at Maryland GOSV, on Twitter and Facebook as well.
Great. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Nikki Fiocco, who is Director of the Governor's Office on Service and Volunteerism and the AmeriCorps programs, for being our guest today. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
It will do.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in today. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.